Well, we're joined now from our Galway studio by Labour TD for Galway West, Derek Nolan, from Cork by Fianna Fáil's Billy Keller, and on the line from Wicklow by Independent TD Stephen Donnelly. Derek Nolan, to you first. Something indeed extraordinary must have happened for the cost to jump by €108 million. Can you shed any light on what that was?
Well, as you say, Colm, this is information coming to light today. It's the first today is the first I've heard of it, and I'm trying to get my head around it. And I've talked to people in Irish Water and people in the Department of the Environment before coming on your show. From what I understand it, and as outlined by your reporter there, that we had an external consultant's report which provided estimates. On top of that, then, to provide more factual figures and to get a realistic interpretation of what work needed to be done, a survey was done by local authorities of the amount of meters, the size of the water networks and so forth, that fed into the process. And then a procurement process was done based on that work, and figures came back. So what we're seeing is that the procurement process, when taking into account of all of the work that had come back from the local authorities, provided a figure which was higher. I suppose the first thing to say is that, you know, we're not saying that €100 million was wasted or that €100 million wasn't somehow misspent. What we're seeing is that the figure that was actually required was greater than that which was used as a preliminary estimate before the survey work was done.
But it jumped in a period, a very short period of 8 weeks, and it's not really called an estimate by the department. In fact, the budgeted metering programme costs, and it's described as a budget throughout the correspondence between Bord Gáis and the department, arrives at this figure of €431.5 million. In 8 weeks, this jumped by €108 million. The process you're talking about, the survey and the procurement, the department says wasn't completed till October. So how could this have jumped in 8 weeks if the process wasn't even finished?
Well, it would seem to me that the figure would actually jump in a matter of hours once the procurement process closed. You don't know your final figure. If you're getting an extension done to your house and you've gone to four builders, you don't know how much it's going to cost until you see the bids coming in from the builders and you pick one. So, I mean, that process only takes a matter of a very short period of time rather than 8 weeks. So that was what I would say on that, is that we have, you know, the procurement process came through based on work that was done after the initial assessment or the initial estimate of 430 or plus VAT, which is €450 million, and that procurement process actually points out that, based on the level of work, based on what the local authorities are telling us about their water network size, the amount of meters required, that it will actually be greater than the initial estimates done by those external consultants.
The procurement process is being described as something that's highly confidential by the department, to the point that they couldn't give us a detailed breakdown in where this differential might have occurred. What's the problem with releasing this? So you seem to say there's a reasonable explanation that's all uncovered in the procurement process. Why not provide it in that case? It's a publicly owned company, it's a monopoly, there's no competitors. What's so commercially sensitive about this information that it can't be revealed?
Well, again, I suppose I don't work for the company, but what I would say is that I suppose this commercial sensitivity isn't on the board. Isn't on the Irish Water side, it's probably on the contractors who are installing the water meters, and it's not a single company, as far as I'm aware, that's doing all of the work. So therefore, there probably is, you want to keep the different competitive advantages you've made private. But I do think that, you know, seeing as how we are talking about so much money, we are talking about a metering programme of €540 million, that if this is causing a concern or doubt for people, that Irish Water should go to the absolute fullest that it possibly can to give people as much information about how much was spent and the tendering process and procurement process.
So you'd be looking for an explanation yourself on this?
I think that, you know, that certainly would be something that could help the debate.
And where would you like to see Irish Water give that?
I think that I'm sure that the minister could be asked for it, or even in their engagement with the press and media, that should be forthcoming.
Given that it's public money, do you think this is a matter for the likes of the Public Accounts Committee?
Well, the Public Accounts Committee, of which I'm a member, we step in if we think that money has been misspent or if money has been wasted. At the moment, I have no evidence of that. What I'd like to see is that, you know, this process where we had external consultants, survey work done by local authorities, a procurement process put in place, people tendered for it and contracts were awarded, that if we could get information on that first, then we can see if it's a need for the Public Accounts Committee.
Billy Keller in Cork, the consultants got it wrong, the procurement process got it right. What have you got to say to that?
Well, it's extraordinary that in the month of November, we find out that last May, when they were signing the final contracts, that had jumped by almost 25% in terms of the installation of water meters. And Derek Nolan, TD, has said that if there's evidence of waste of money, well, then it should go before the Public Accounts Committee. It is quite clear that it's been an extraordinary waste of money in the whole debacle that is now Irish Water. We now have a situation where we're going to spend over £500 million euros of taxpayers' money in the implementation of a water metering programme that will not be used for the next 5 years. That alone, aside from this issue of the contract itself, that alone should be before the Public Accounts Committee. That alone should be fully and thoroughly investigated. This is simply squandering of taxpayers' money at an extraordinary pace, and there seems to be no concern in government at the way that this runaway train is taking place. What we're saying very clearly, like, we have to stop this now. We have to put in place some mechanism to try and unwind Irish Water before it goes any further down the road of complete waste of taxpayers' money in terms of trying to pretend they are going to upgrade the water services. Let's be very clear. There'll be €800 million of Irish taxpayers' money spent before they will fix one pipe in this country. €800 million. Now, Derek, if that's not a waste of money, I don't know what is. And I'm just saying, look, everybody accepts that water and the upgrading of the services has to take place. But the idea that we would squander alarming sums of money.
Well, surely Billy Keller winding down Irish Water means that the meters ultimately as a conservation measure, or whatever way they're going to be used, or that winding down Irish Water or somehow scrapping it means every penny has been wasted. There's nothing salvageable.
No, we simply don't know. That's the point. I mean, because we've no access to the contracts, we've no access to the agreements that have been entered into on behalf of the Irish people, effectively, because they're the ones that will be saddled with the bill.
Okay.
That's why we've had so many people out in the streets over the last number of weeks, and that's why I'm sure they'll be back out again on the 10th of December. The point I'm making very clearly is that we have to stop before we go any further, because
okay.
this
well,
basically...
You've made that point. I want to bring in independent TD from Wicklow, Stephen Donnelly. Stephen Donnelly, what's your reaction listening to those figures? 108 million, 25% over a budget that was drawn up by expert consultants, changes by 108 million in the course of the procurement process.
Yeah, it's not that surprising. This whole thing was set up backwards. So what Irish Water is a multi-billion euro utility company. So what should happen? There should be very detailed financial planning put in place. It should be provided to Parliament to take a look at, potentially to Public Accounts Committee, the Finance Committee, and to experts. But instead, the whole thing got set up backwards. We had the legislation, obviously, got forced through the Dáil in 3 hours. But then we found out the 12-year service level agreements were signed with the councils. We found out about that after it had happened. And Michael Noonan came out and said there aren't going to be any cost savings for the first 5 years. Now, to put that in context, Scottish Water reduced its cost base by 40% in the first 5 years. And there still is no financial plan. Neither Billy nor myself, maybe Derek as a member of Labour can get it, but neither Billy nor myself have access to a detailed financial plan. All we know is that they're going to spend €600 million a year capital expenditure over the next 2 years or and going out. So the extra €100 million isn't that surprising at all.
But would you be curious to know what caused it?
Well, what caused it is the same thing that's caused this whole thing. A multi-billion euro public utility has been set up backwards. The government started signing contracts and locking in costs and ensuring there wouldn't be any cost reductions before it had done the detailed financial planning. So what do? You create a culture where there's no oversight, things are being done in secret, and surprise, surprise, costs kind of spiral out of control. We're now in a bizarre situation where we have metering costs of €539 million. The administrative setup costs to make us all customers of Irish Water conservatively is about another €150 million. So that's up to €700 million. And then the billing per year will probably cost in the region of €100 million. So as Billy says, in year one, we're up to a setup cost of €800 million of public money. Now remember, the net amount that is going to be raised in domestic charges is €90 million. So we're spending €800 million in order to raise €90 million a year, which means the first 9 years or so of costs, or of charges rather, that we all pay, will do nothing other than cover the costs of charging us. It's absolute madness what's happened.
Derek Nolan, back to you on this. The reliefs that are being brought in by the government through the Department of Social Welfare and all of this, that money is being taken from presumably somewhere else in public expenditure in order to cover effectively or attempt to make more palatable the paying of bills to Irish Water. Could that money not have been better spent elsewhere? This problem has been caused by Irish Water, and now other budgets, other departments are having to pay to make the whole project more palatable.
See, we need to take a step back, and a number of the things that Stephen and Billy have said are simply factually inaccurate. First of all, we're setting up Irish Water as a utility so that it can invest in the water infrastructure, which everybody agrees we need to do and hasn't been done properly over the last number of years. The figure of €800 million, which is being said that's been wasted. First of all, €170 million has been set up by Irish Water, what was the setup cost of Irish Water. That has been verified as value for money by the Commission for Energy Regulation. Irish Water alone has already saved the state €170 million by what it's done in the Ring's End sewerage plant, where it's completely retaken over the Dublin City Council project and half the costs of it, and saved itself already €170 million. The €540 million on water metering, which is a lot of money, is a conservation measure so that we can put in place meters to see where leaks are happening across the network. If you cannot find out where the leaks are, then there's no point and you won't be able to fix them. So that's what the purpose of that is. And then the meters will actually be in people's homes and they will allow people to reduce their water bills by reducing their consumption. So that's the first thing. It's conservation measures. The second thing is that Stephen and Billy are mixing up and are taking away from the fact that we are creating a standalone company, and they're mixing up figures, which are the water conservation grant, which is to people to help them with their bills effectively, and the money going into Irish Water as a standalone utility. So if we're not going to have an argument that actually looks at the figures as they're intended and it through an actual accounting mechanism, then we're not going to be able to have a conversation at all.
Well, just stick to the meters for a moment, because it's been widely reported that there was an offer on the table from Siemens to provide the water meters for free. Then it goes to tendering, and the department and board, gosh, believe that it's going to cost €431 million, and ultimately it ends up at €539 million. It seems bad value looking at the figures that way.
Well, first of all, I haven't seen the Siemens contract. I would find it very hard to believe that a company would provide you with a metering service for the entire country and not be expecting something back in return. It's not the law of business. And the second thing is that we've already discussed, is that the €400 million or €450 million initial estimate, if you include the VAT, was done as a preliminary exercise, as a kind of here's their starting point before we start the process of actually talking to the local authorities about their water networks, how much water needs they need, the experiences they have with the distances between homes and all those kind of factual details, which it would impact and give you then the figures upon which you could actually do a procurement. And it comes down then, we opened it up to procurement, companies tendered, the best one was picked. So I mean, you know, the process in place, you can't fault. What you can ask though is, you know, why was the initial estimates perhaps incorrect? And I've already said to you, and I think it's fair for you to ask the question, that should be clarified.
Billy,
the thing is, Derek, if I could just come in there, sure. I actually don't have a problem with setting up Irish Water at all. I think setting up Irish Water is a good idea. You're taking 32 operations around the country, some of which were run well, some of which weren't. You create a single utility that drives down costs. You do exactly what they did in Scotland. So let's take the figures. What do we know? In 2010, €1.2 billion was spent running the water system, and €400 million of that was on capital expenditure. Irish Water have come along and said that over the next 8 or 9 years, they're going to increase that 400 to 600, right? So what do we know? We know we're moving from a system where €400 million was spent on a system to a situation where €600 million has been spent. So the additional investment through Irish Water is €200 million a year, which is fine. So what do? You take Irish Water, you say, look, the cost base is €1.2 billion. The regulator has set a 7% a year reduction. So if Irish Water hit just what the regulator is insisting they hit over the next 2 years, you actually save that €200 billion. So what should have happened? You do proper financial planning, you set up Irish Water, you reduce the cost base by €200 million in operating expenses, and you use that €200 billion to go into capital expenses instead of doing what they're doing, which is spending €800 million billing people. Let's not forget,
okay,
Derek, I don't know if you could stand over this, the cost, the money raised from billing, the only thing that's going to do is cover the cost of billing us. Then no one surely can stand over that.
Billy Keller, finally and very briefly to you.
Well, I mean, we've already made the point that Irish Water is... look, first and foremost, the public have lost confidence in Irish Water. So be very clear. I mean, regardless of the political views out there, Derek, I am speaking to the fact that the fact is that over a quarter of a million people have protested 2 weeks in a row with regard to the issue of Irish Water and the fact they have no confidence in it. Okay. The other fact is that the 530 million euros is being spent on putting meters outside people's homes, which will never be used for the next 5 years. That is a fact. Derek, look, let's be clear. You can identify a leak by not metering the individual houses. What you do is you meter the district schemes, and that's what should be done as opposed to metering.
We can discuss the merits of repairing leaks another day, I'm afraid. That's all we have time for today. Billy Keller in Cork, Derek Nolan in Galway, and Stephen Donnelly on the line from Wicklow.